This sermon is titled Walking in Faith. Be enriched as you listen.
I'm so privileged and humbled to bring the word of God today. And I want to thank God for this opportunity and also thank Pastor for trusting me and giving me this opportunity. Yeah. So how you all are doing? All good? Yes. Happy to be in the house of God? Yes. Are you shocked to see the new face here? Yeah. So don't worry. We'll have a good time. Yes, because today's topic is walking in faith. So we've been dealing with different virtues from past few weeks. Last week we saw about walking in joy, and previous weeks we saw about walking in peace and then walking in love. So today we learn about walking in faith. I'm sure most of us will say this is my favorite subject, faith. And this topic we would have learned right from our childhood, right from our Sunday schools, even Sunday school teachers. They keep sharing the stories of faith to build our faith, you know. And also as a church, we keep revisiting this series, learning time to time. And trust God, today is going to give new insights, or is going to stir up our faith again and make us stand firm on the word of God. Amen. Don't worry. Walking in faith, and even I'm going to preach in faith. Yes. So trust me, you'll have a wonderful time. Yeah. So before we get into the word, I just want to say, so whatever we are going to share today, it is going to be with respect to the topic, sermon topic. So walking in faith. So we are looking through the lens of faith. So there are various other factors we see from the scripture. But today, predominantly, we will see through the lens of faith. So don't be offended when I keep saying faith, faith, faith. Don't be offended that he's using so much of faith. Yeah. So today, the sermon topic is walking in faith. And today, we will learn about it. Amen. Are you all ready? Yes. So this is very important topic in our Christian journey. Yeah. So it talks a lot about walking in faith. So as a believer, today we are saved by faith upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We did not do anything great, or we did not do anything good works to receive salvation, or to receive or to be made righteous before God. We just believed God. We just had faith on the finished work of the Jesus Christ. And also today, the Lord mentioned in his scripture that we also need to walk by faith. Romans chapter 1 verse 17, where Paul writes to the believers in Romans. I'll read the scripture for you. Sorry. Yeah. So Romans chapter 1 verse 17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Who are called just? We believers. We are made righteous in the sight of God. We are the just people. And we are not only saved by faith, or we are not only made righteous by faith, is also urging believers to walk by faith. To walk by faith, it means that everything that we do in our day-to-day activities, in our spiritual journey, in our life, it has to originate from the place of faith. Not only just when we require, or when we are there in the problem, that we go and try to exercise our faith, which is good, but everything that we do, every activity that we do on a daily basis, in your workplaces, in your business, in your family, everything, all the thought process we think, it has to originate by faith, from the place of faith. Now that's why Paul writes in book of Epistle of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20, he said, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The life that I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. Amen. He's saying, the life that I live in the flesh, I'm living it by faith. I'm dead to the self. No more I who live, but Christ lives through me. So this is a challenge for every believer, that we need to develop this character, that everyday life will live by faith. He also writes to Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. He said, for we do not walk by sight, but we walk by faith. Definitely, I'm sure he's not talking about physical walking. He's not saying just close your eyes blindly and walk. No, he's saying we do not walk by sight. It means what we see, it might be factual things, but that is not the truth. But we are walking by faith. We don't see the things, but we are convinced that there are things that what we are expecting, and we are sure because we are walking by faith. This faith supersedes every senses, human senses. It doesn't make sense to the people. When you talk about faith to the people, it doesn't make sense. But because it supersedes our human understanding, it supersedes our human reasoning. Because of that, we are walking by faith, and the people in the world does not understand this. And we are called to walk by faith. Now, Smith Wigglesworth said like this, I don't move by what I see, but I move what I believe. It is very important for us. We are not moved by the factual things that are happening, but we are moved. We walk by faith. Now, what this faith is? What is this faith? Bible gives very beautiful definition about faith. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is a substance for the things that we hoped for. And is also evidence for the things that we are not seen, for the things that are unseen. Now we see that same verse in Amplified Version. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and conviction of the reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the sense. Faith is an assurance. It's a title deed. Title deed, it means it's a legal document saying that this property belongs to you. So faith is like a legal document that you're having for the things that you're hoping for. I'm sure everybody who have come here, you have things, expecting things in your life. You're hoping things to get better. You're hoping to receive miracle. You're hoping to receive healing. You're hoping to see breakthrough in your life. It's there. It's not visible, but it's there. And what is a proof? Faith is a proof. Faith is a legal document for you that whatever you're hoping for, it's already there. You're not seeing it, but you're convinced through faith. It's a proof. It's a ownership. And it's a foundation on which my confidence is built, that whatever I believe, it is there, and I will receive it through my faith. Amen. Faith is also evidence for the things that are unseen. There are things that are unseen, the realistic things that are unseen, but faith is an evidence. I have evidence. Why? Because I have faith. Faith is an evidence that whatever I am expecting in my life, whatever I am expecting in my family, whatever I'm expecting in my job, in my career, in everything that concerns me, everything is already there, and I'm exercising that faith. And I have the proof because the Bible says it. Faith is in substance for the things hoped for. If you're looking for a breakthrough today, thinking that God, you've tried enough, you've not seen that breakthrough in your life, and let me tell you, it's already there and you have a proof. Exercise your faith. Today we're going to learn how we can exercise this faith. At the end, we're going to also spend some time in prayer. We're going to ask God to move powerfully. Amen. Now, once we know this is a faith, we have the proof. Now, God expects us to walk in faith. Why? Because it pleases God. Walking in faith pleases God. We see that in scripture, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Imagine, God is telling, it is impossible. You know, may or may not we know. It's very clear cut. It is impossible to please God without faith. This is a real motivation for us to walk in faith. Yes, God is pleased when you are saved, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, when you confess Him as your Lord, but there is beyond that. You need to walk in faith that pleases God, that moves the heart of God. In fact, it attracts when you talk the faith language, when you're moving in faith, it attracts God because His heart is there. He's desiring faith. He's looking for the people who move in faith, and He's well pleased when you move in faith. Amen. We see it in the book of, in Gospel of John, when, When Jesus was resurrected, he was seen by many of his disciples. Then they shared to Thomas. Thomas, we saw Jesus, he was risen. And Thomas did not believe it. He thought they are all lying. They are all lying. He said, no, until I see him, until I see the marks of the nail on his hand, and I see the side mark on his side, only then I will believe. And Jesus heard this. Jesus physically is not here, but he heard it. He's omnipotent God. He heard it. And Jesus appeared a few days. They said, Thomas, come here. Look at my hands. Put your finger. Check. Can you see? Can you see the proof? It's me. It's not a ghost, it's me. And Jesus said, blessed is a man who believes without seeing. I'm sure definitely Jesus would have grieved his heart at least. Because he spent so many years with disciples, teaching about faith. They saw miracles after miracles, everything he did, and still they did not believe him. And he said, blessed is the man who believes without seeing. Today, what moves, what pleases the heart of God? This is it. Catch it. When you walk in faith, when you take that step of faith, God loves it. It makes God, it pleases God. Yeah? So Reinhard Bonnke said like this. When we do business with people, we use currency, we use money. But when we do business with God, we use faith. Faith is a currency of the kingdom of God. And it is true. We cannot do business with God through money. No, you need to exercise. When you walk with faith, it pleases God. This is a very good motivation for us, every single believer, to walk in faith. Now we see Paul writes to Romans in Romans chapter 14 verse 23, where he says, but he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith. For whatever is not from faith is sin. Meaning, whatever you do, do out of faith. So if the faith is absent in that, it means it is sin. This is a good thing that you should do it, but you're not motivated to do it out of faith, it is sin. Or you have a doubt, or you're not assured of it. You know that is a good thing that you should do it, and you're not doing out of faith, it is a sin. Paul is saying, don't do it. Do everything, whatever you do, out of faith. Out of faith. Today, when we talk about faith, we say, oh, faith is only for the people who are there in the full-time ministry. They need to pray with a lot of burden. They should operate out of faith. They should extend their faith. No. Faith is for every single person. Every single person. We need to do whatever we do out of faith. The motivation should be faith. There should not be any doubt, anything, uneasiness. Do it out of faith. Now, God is pleased with this faith. Now, who gives this faith? God gives this faith. We nurture it and we grow this faith. We see that in Romans chapter 12 verse 3. For I say, through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. God has given each one a measure of faith. We cannot say that I don't have faith. No, if you are a believer, you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, God has given a measure of faith. Now, what you receive from God, you need to use it. That is a kingdom culture. That is a biblical culture. You see parable of talents. When the king gives talent to his servants, what did they do? They went, they used it, they gained more. When the king came back, then he said, I have earned so much. He was pleased. Then he said, you are faithful in small things. Come on, take the bigger things. I'll make you overseer over the big things. So the same thing, God has given us a measure of faith. So when you use that faith grows. The difference between the people who are pioneers in faith and a new believer who is starting his journey in Christian life, the difference is, the faith. We don't exercise that faith. They have reached there because they are exercising faith every day. Every time they operate in faith. That is why they are growing. They have grown to that extent in the faith. That is what the Bible is urging us. Every time we have faith, every time you get an opportunity, you nurture that faith and you grow in faith. I just want to give an analogy of with the building the physical body. Like if you want to build a muscle, what do I do? What do we do usually? We go and hit the gym, lift the weights. We don't sit on the couch and say, 10 times morning you'd say, I'm lifting the weights. Evening, 10 times you say, I'm lifting the weight. Doesn't make you build muscle. What do you need to do? To go to the gym, hit the gym, lift the weights, eat good nutritious food, then you'll build the muscle. Same thing spiritually. God has given you the measure of faith. Everybody has got the measure of faith. Don't think, oh, I don't have faith. No, you have. Exercise that faith. You nurture that faith every day with the word of God, with the worship, with praying in tongues. You nurture that faith and you are exercising that faith whenever you get an opportunity. You're using that faith and you're growing it. Amen. So when you keep using the faith, then you will see the growth in your life. How many of you tell I'm making sense? Yes. Yes. Are you all happy? Yes. Oh. Next. Faith is birthed and established by God's word. So faith is birthed and established by God's word. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 verse 17, it's a familiar scripture. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Faith is birthed and it has to be nurtured, strengthened or established by the word of God. Now when you keep hearing the word of God, you're filling yourself with God's word. So there are different seasons we go through as believers in our life. There are ups and downs. Sometimes we don't feel like doing the things that we should be doing. Allow your spirit to be fed with the word of God. Start hearing the word of God. Sometimes we don't feel like reading the Bible. Plug earphones. Play a track. Listen to the sermon that you have heard 10 years back, 5 years back. The sermon, everybody, we feel, oh, this sermon is so amazing, anointed. It touched my heart. Go back to that sermon. Listen again. If you feel that God has spoken to you through that sermon, go back, listen to that same sermon again. Because it builds our faith. In our low time, when we hear, keep hearing the word of God, it builds our faith. Because we want our faith to be established on the word of God. So when you keep hearing the word of God on a loop, that you're feeding your spirit with the word of God, until and unless that unbelief or faithlessness has been consumed by the word of God, you keep feeding the word of God. Now I remember when I was getting ready to come to Bangalore for my engineering, I used to go back and listen to the sermons again, where it talks about the promises of God. Because I know that God, it is God's will that God is taking me to Bangalore. And I started to keep hearing those sermons, extending my faith. But then if you look at the natural situation, it was totally contrary. No, there's no finance, there's no opportunity, there's no hope. How can I go? But other side, the promise of God. God will supply all your needs. This is a promise of God. You take the step of faith. I started to hear those sermons, which gave me strength. I know this sermon has, God has spoken to me through this sermon. Keep hearing those words again and again until it consumes our unbelief. Until it consumes our faithlessness. Amen. That is what the Bible says. Faith comes by Hearing the word of God. There's no substitute for that. You need to keep hearing the word of God. Now once we are filled with the word of God, now what you should do? Now you need to exercise this word by believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth. Now we are filled with the word of God. Now by God, I charged up. I have the word of God. Now what I should do? Now take the step. Believe it. First thing, believe it and then declare the word of God. You know, we every week in both the services, a person comes here and leads us into declaration with an intention that we are teaching our congregation that this should be our lifestyle. We believe the word irrespective of the situation around, irrespective of the circumstances that we are going through, and we are declaring the word of God against the situation. This is a believer's lifestyle. You see that book of Romans chapter 10 verse 6 to 10. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who will descend into abyss? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That is, you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. We believe with your heart. It means you're made right with God. You're believing and you're confessing. When you confess, you're making agreement with that word. Amen. You need to exercise your faith by believing. Yes, amen to this. And then agreeing with the word by declaring that word over your life. Isn't it wonderful that God has given us this privilege that we can change the situation. We can turn around the situations according to the scripture by walking in faith. Amen. Now, Jesus taught this to his disciples as well. In the Gospel of Mark chapter 11 verse 22-23 where it talks about, so Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For as surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Jesus is teaching to his disciples about faith. You believe, speak. You believe in your heart, the word of God is near you, it's in your mouth. You believe the word of God, just don't believe it, and you speak. And when you speak with conviction. When you speak, be assured that whatever you have spoken, and it will be done. There's no doubt in the heart. This is Jesus' way of teaching us. Amen. Faith is exercised through actions aligned to what we believe. Now we have faith. We declare the word of God. We believe the word of God. Now, how should we live? Our actions also should align with what we believe. You cannot say, no, Sunday morning I come with full of faith. I enjoy the service. My faith is stirred up. And Monday to Saturday you go and you start speaking negative things. You start cursing your situation. Oh, my life is this. This is what the end. This is how everything, all the situations will never change. Both are contrary. You believe something, but what are you doing? Your actions are not in line with what you believe. So you believe and you declare what you believe. You believe and your actions also should speak what you believe. That doesn't make sense. That may not make sense to the person next to you. But you know that. You believe something and your actions also are in line with what you believe. We see a couple of examples from the Bible. The Roman centurion. He was a man under authority. He was a man in authority. When he came to Jesus, he asked, Lord, can you come and heal my servant? Jesus said, okay. He accepted the invitation. He said, I will come. But he said, no, you don't have to come. Even I am also a man of authority. The people under me who works for me, if I tell that person you go, he goes. If I tell that person you come, he comes. If I tell him to do this, he does it because I'm a man of authority. And I know you also the man of authority. The words you speak has authority. Just speak. Just speak. He believed. He believed, he was convinced, and his actions also were in line with what he believed. And Jesus was moved. Oh my God, what a great faith. I've never seen this with God. Jesus certified about him. I have never seen such a great faith. What a testimony. And it happened at that same hour, the man was healed. What moved God? The faith. His actions, he believed. Yes, of course, a lot of people believed. Because he believed, he came to Jesus. His actions were in line with what he believed. Can we learn something from this incident, from this story? What do we believe and what are our actions? We talk faith and go back. Do we exercise the same faith? No. Yes, of course, everybody, we have a lot of expectations in our life. But is our faith is in line with actions of what we believe? Take the other example, the woman who has the issue of the blood. She decided she's suffering for a long years, 12 years she was suffering. And then she decided, let me go and touch the hem of Jesus' garment. Because definitely she knew there is a miraculous power with Jesus. And she knew the solution for her problem, the solution for her problem is with Jesus. Now she decided, let me go and touch the hem of his garment. And she has every good reason to avoid. The crowd is there, the security, the disciples are surrounded. She could have avoided it, but no, she believed it, and her actions were in line with what she believed. And she went and she touched the hem of his garment, and the power left, and she was healed immediately. And she experienced, she knew that she was healed. And God also knew that power left him. The faith and the action worked together. We see it in scripture in James chapter 2, verse 17, 22 and 26. Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect. For as the body without spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Bible is clear, crystal clear. Faith without works is dead. Not even in ICU, it's dead. Faith without work is dead. Let's check our hearts today. Do we have faith for something? And how are our actions? Are they both in line? Maybe you might think that is impossible to see in your life, but that is not impossible to God. Let our human mind comprehend it. It might be impossible thing. It might be out of our reach. No one can give solution for that. But that is not impossible to God. All things are possible unto God. Amen. Look at these four friends. They saw his friend. He was paralyzed. They took him. They wanted to go to Jesus. Jesus had a house meeting. They wanted to go there. Because they know, if we take him to that meeting, he will be healed. But they didn't. They had every good reason to avoid. The crowd was there, full. The whole area was full. But they created the opportunity. They went out of their way. They went, I don't know whose house it was. They went, they said, okay, let us figure it out later. First, let's take off the roof. They took out the roof. They laid the bed down. And Jesus saw their faith. And he was healed. And people were marveled. They said, we have never seen such things. They had faith and their actions were in line. Why am I stressing so much? Because we fail here. Because I know everybody has faith. If I ask everyone a question, do you believe? Do you have faith? Everyone will say yes. But how are our actions? Our actions should be in line with what we believe. Amen. Am I making sense? Yes. Amen. God's power is released when we walk in faith. Another wonderful thing to walk in faith is when you walk in faith, the God's power is released. It is a promise of God. Whenever you take a step of faith, when you operate in faith, God always honors your faith. Because it is pleasing to God. It is very much pleasing to God when he sees people who walk by faith. When you walk by faith, when you go out of faith and pray for the sick person, God honors your faith. You're praying, you're activating your faith, you're exercising your faith. When God releases his power, we often see this happening when we go to the mission trips. You know, many of us can agree with me. We go to the mission trip, we see the people with hunger. People come there for prayers. People come there with demonic oppression. When start preaching the word, pray for them, we see the manifestation of it. Why? Because we are operating in faith. We are operating in faith. When we operate in faith, God is releasing his power. See that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 1. Therefore, we also pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. Amen. God always confirms with his power. We see a story in the book of Acts chapter 3 where John and Peter, they were going to the temple. They saw a beggar man sitting there asking for money and they saw him. So we don't have what you are asking, but we have something. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. It took a step of faith for them to operate because they know they've already failed. They did the same. Peter denied Jesus before everybody. And now he's operating in faith. And he confirms in chapter 3 verse 16 where this man was healed because of the faith in the name of Jesus. When you operate in faith, take that step of faith. And God backs up with his power. Now one of the testimonies that really shook my mind when I was reading this is about Smith Wigglesworth's ministry. He's called the apostle of faith. There are a lot of miracles, unusual miracles that happen in his ministry. But one thing that shook my mind was when he was staying in the house of a curate of the church in England, he was having dinner with him. So he did not have the limbs. Both of his limbs were cut. He did not have limbs. And then he was talking to him and said, what happened? He said, go in the morning. Tomorrow go to the shop in the morning and buy a shoe for you. This did not make sense to him at all. I mean, I don't even have limbs. What is he talking? They finished the dinner. He went and he was sleeping. And God spoke to this person. Do whatever my servants ask you to do. And he couldn't sleep night. He was waiting for the morning. When he woke up in the morning, first thing he went to the shop. He met a manager there. He said, sir, what can I help? What can I do for you? He said, I need shoe. He was shocked. Sir, I cannot help you. He said, no, I need a shoe. Pair of shoe. Size 8. Color black. Then he went and he brought the shoe. Size 8. Black color. Put the shoe. He put his foot. And the stump, it became, when he put his stump and his limb grew back. He got a new limb. And next thing, he put another leg. He got another new limb. And he was shocked. He went there as a lame man coming back walking. And Smith Wigglesworth knew this. This is going to happen. And he said, there is no difference between God healing a broken limb or God giving a new limb. There is no difference for God. He was a man of such faith. When you operate in faith, God backs with his power. The only thing is, we limit ourselves with our unbelief. What if I fail? What if this miracle did not happen? What if the people mock me? No, it is not about our reputation. Never about our reputation. You walk in faith. God always backs with his power. Amen. And you're learning it. You're doing it now. You're exercising your faith. You're doing it again. You're exercising your faith. You keep doing and you're building your faith. You're growing in faith and you will see the power of God in action. Amen. This is amazing testimonies which shooks our hearts, which shooks our comfort zone. Because what God can do through one man, he can do it through everybody. Because he's not a God of favorites. Amen. You see in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, it is filled with the names of heroes of faith. God is approving them. God is approving their lives. By faith, he did so and so. By faith, they quenched the fires. By faith, they shut the mouths of lions. By faith, they obtained all the promises. By faith, they inherited everything. Amen. It's our desire. Don't you think that our names also, Lord, should approve? By faith, so and so person shook this. By faith, so and so person attained this. By faith, so and so person did this. God is well pleased to write because walking in faith pleases God. Amen. Yes? Are you all happy? Yeah? Next. Through faith and patience, we inherit God's promise. God's promise are not always immediate. Through faith and patience, we see fulfillment of God's promise. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. That you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. He's saying, imitate those people. Imitate such people who inherited the promises through faith and patience. Faith is not something, a magic wand, where you hold it and say, oh yes, shh, do it. No, it's not a vending machine where you go and press waiting. No, it won't happen. You can get only the coffee. But faith is a process. When you add your patience, when you add endurance, when you add love, when you add joy, when you add all this with your faith, you'll see the promise of God being fulfilled. Now we hear a lot of stories throughout the Bible who saw the promises of God, the fulfillment of the promise of God. classic example is Abraham. Look at his life. He received promise when he was 75 years old. And he saw the fulfillment at the 100 years. And the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 4 verse 22. He said he did not waver at the promise of God. He believed it and he saw it. The God who promised is able to fulfill it. And there is absolutely no remark from God's side. The only thing is we are on urgency. You have faith. You have not seen it. Add patience. Add endurance. Add your love. Let that faith grow. And you will see the fulfillment of God's promise in your life. Amen. This is our desire. Every promise you believe that God has spoken to you, it is not fulfilled. Come on, have patience. Add love to it. Add patience to it. You will see the fulfillment of God's promise. Amen. And the last thing, please worship Him, please come. Faith is key to living an overcoming life. Faith is key to living an overcoming life. Everybody, I'm sure, if I ask a question, how many of you all want to live a life full of victory? I'm sure everyone desires that. And the Bible says faith is the key for that. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Whatever is born of God will overcome the world. We are born of God by faith. When we accept the Jesus Christ, we are born of God. It means we have every right. It's our legal authority to live life, an overcoming life. To live a life of victorious. And faith is the key. If you feel that you're being put down time and time again, you're facing the defeat time and time again, rise up. Let the faith arise in you. Because faith is the key to live an overcoming life. Don't accept the defeat, but rise up. Because whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Now, Jesus, He Himself said, in this world there are tribulations, there are trials, but be of good cheer. I have overcome. When my Father has overcome, when I am born of my Father, whatever He has done, even I can do that. Amen. Because I am born of God. We are born of God. There are special place for everyone who overcomes, who lives a life, overcoming life. You see in the book of Revelations, every church, the Spirit of God speaks at the end, unto him who overcomes, I will give him so and so. Unto him who overcomes, I will make him sit in the throne on my side. Unto him who overcomes, I will give him to eat manna from my heaven. Now God has given that promise. It's a challenge for all of us today by faith. It's key. Faith is a key to live an overcoming life. I'm not here to motivate us or give a motivational speech. No. Our faith today, let's analyze our faith. Is our faith in line with what we believe today? Is our faith being exercised rightly? Is my faith growing? Is my faith in line with what I believe? Is my faith pleasing God? Or am I walking by sight? Am I walking with the doubts? Today, let's check our hearts. I request all of us to rise to our feet. As we declare this, believe that as we have seen, when we move, when we walk by faith, God backs up with His power. God's power is released. Today, I want to encourage every single person. What are you waiting for? What are you holding your faith for? Today, we are going to pray. We have seen in the word, Lord, it pleases God. We cannot please God without faith. And today we have faith. We'll ask God, Lord, this is my faith. I want to see miracle in my life. I want to see the promise of God being fulfilled in this area. In this aspect of my life. I've been waiting for years, for so many days. I need miracle in this area. Or you're praying. You might be praying for deliverance in particular area. You might not be seeing today. Exercise your faith. Declare the word of God. Release the word of God. Speak. Speak what you believe. Let your actions be in line. Be aligned to what you believe. We're going to pray. We're going to unite our hearts together as a church. And we are going to pray. We are going to ask God, Lord, let this moment be your divine intervention. If you feel that God, you desperately need touch from God, this is a moment. Speak out your faith. Take the step of faith. All his promises are still there. We will inherit his promise. Every promise that God promised in your life is not revoked. They may be late, but it's not revoked. We will pronounce that every promise that you want to see in your life, today we will declare it by faith. Faith is a proof. Faith is a confirmation. Faith is evidence for the things that we don't see. We are convinced there is miracle. We are convinced there is deliverance, but we are not seeing. Faith is a proof. Today we are exercising that faith and we want to see that happening. Thank you, Father. If you feel that you need healing in your body today, declare the faith. The Bible says God sends his word and heals our disease. Our healing flows out of his throne. Healing comes from God, his word. If you want to see, if you are waiting for a miracle in your life, just declare that over that area, you will see the miracle. A supernatural miracle in the name of Jesus. Let this moment be the time, be the moment between you and God. In response to God's word, let's say, Lord, I have faith. I want to exercise that faith. I want to say amen to every word that you declared, O Father, Lord. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray over your people, O God. Lord, I pray over every single person who is here, Lord. God, that you will release your grace over every single person what they're praying for, Lord. Maybe they may be waiting for a miracle in their life. They may be waiting for situations to be turned around. They may be waiting for a healing in their body, Lord. Father, I pray that your hand is stretched forth over every single person. Lord, that you will heal every single person. That you will heal their broken hearts. That the word of faith will be evident in their lives, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Father, I pray let there be peace in their lives, in their heart, Lord. If you feel that you want to receive healing in your body, we're going to pray for the people who want to receive healing in your body. If you identify yourself that you want to see healing in your body, can you just lift up your hand? The people around will walk. The people next to you, just somebody go ahead and unite with them. Pray for them. That you want to see miracle in your life. You want to see healing in your body. If you want to, or even if you want to receive any miracle in your life or anything, just lift up your hand. People will come. I see hand there. I see few hands there. I see few hands there. Just go out of faith. Exercise your faith. Just go around. People, just go around. Just exercise your faith. Release your faith. Move by faith. Just pray, oh people. May God move powerfully over the lives of the people. May God meet the needs of what they are praying for. Let the word of faith be manifested in their lives. Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Just pray out of faith. When we walk by faith, God's power is released. Remember this. When we walk by faith, when we take the step of faith, God's power is released. God's power is released. And let the power heal every single person over here who's looking for, waiting for a miracle, healing in their bodies, healing in the knees, in the legs, in the limbs. in the back, in the any part of the body. Let healing power of God flow that body. Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, we pronounce your healing over your people, O God. The people who are waiting for deliverance in their areas, in their lives, O God. In any area, Father. We take authority over every demonic oppression, every stronghold. We pull it down in the name of Jesus. We pronounce deliverance over their lives, Lord. Let the chains fall down, O God. Let there be freedom. Let there be liberty, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Release your power, Lord. Father, release your power. We say amen to your promise, Lord. You promised that you will heal you by sending your word. We agree with that, O God. Thank you, Father, Lord. Heal your people, O God. Lord, I pray for the people who are waiting for miracles in their life. Waiting to hear, are we waiting to see breakthrough in their lives, Lord. Let there be supernatural breakthrough in their lives, Lord. Let the miracles happen, O God. Let the miracles happen in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Lord, I worship your holy name, Lord. Let your anointing flow, Lord. Let your anointing flow. Let the power of the Holy Spirit flow. Let the power of the Holy Spirit flow, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Lord, even I pray for the people, oh God, who is waiting for the peace in their families, in their relationships, Lord. Let there be total restorations in their life, Lord. Let there be total restoration in their family, Lord. Let the peace be restored, oh God. Let the joy be restored in their families. Let the faith be restored in their families, Lord. Thank you, Father. Release your power, O God. Release your power, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father, Lord. I worship you, God. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Father, we just thank you for your word. Thank you for ministry to each of us. Thank you, God, for touching our hearts, for inspiring faith in our heart, for encouraging us this morning, for ministry, for healing, for deliverance. We give you thanks. We give you thanks, Father. God, we are confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work, he is faithful to complete it. That he who began a good work, he is faithful to complete it. Thank you, O God. I just want to speak this word, that if you came in this morning into this place, maybe thinking, you know, I'm not sure if God's really at work in my life, maybe he's absconded from my life, he's given up on me. I just want you to know that God, who began a good work in you, he doesn't leave things half done. Amen? He who began a good work in you, he's faithful to complete it. He's still at work, and he will complete it. Just be encouraged. Amen? Put our hands together. Appreciate Ram. Good job. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Amen. Amen. I just want, before we close, what we like to do is to give an invitation to anyone. If you've never received Jesus Christ into your life, that's the greatest decision that Jesus said, "What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world, but he loses his own soul? What can a man give in exchange for his soul?" So the greatest thing that you and I could ever do is to receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior and make sure that we are walking with God and have a place with Him in eternity. So before we close, could we just close our eyes, bow our heads, please? And if there's anybody here this morning, you've never received Jesus Christ in your life, asking Him to be your Lord, be your Savior, and to save you for eternity, to forgive your sins, to come into your life so that you could live the rest of your life with Him. If you've never done this before, and this morning you feel you want to do that, I'm going to lead us in a simple prayer. And if you've never done this before, here's an opportunity for you to pray and ask Jesus to come into your life. If you'd like to do this, just pray this with me. Say, "Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Forgive my sins. Make me a child of God and help me to follow you the rest of my life." And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The Bible says there is rejoicing in heaven over even one person who turns to the Lord or repents. We want to rejoice with you. If you prayed this prayer with me for the very first time in your life, we want to celebrate with you. If you don't mind, could you wave your hand at me? Anybody here, you prayed this prayer with me for the very first time in your life? Just want to see that. Anybody here? Takes a little bit of courage to raise your hand. You pray this prayer with me for the first time? Just wave your hand at me. Okay. I don't see anybody. But if you did, just make sure on your way out, you ask our ushers. They'll be standing there with a little brown bag, a set of books that we want to give you free to encourage you in your faith, to help you grow in your faith. So please make sure you receive that before you leave in case you did it this morning. All right. Quick reminder. Next 3 Sundays, we're going to be meeting in this auditorium. Okay. 3 Sundays, you're here. One thing, bring your sweater next Sunday. Okay. And we didn't warn you, it's going to be cold inside here. But next 3 Sundays, we're meeting here, and then we go back to our regular auditorium the Sunday after those 3 Sundays. Okay, let's close. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, our Heavenly Father, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit be with each of us always. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We trust this message was a blessing to you. For more free resources, including sermons, sermon notes, and books, please visit apcwo.org. For information on APC Bible College in Bangalore, visit apcbiblecollege.org. Do remember to download the All People's Church Bangalore app from the Apple or Google Play Store.